Thanks very much, and thanks to Patty for the great introduction. How many of you are teachers? Probably more of you than realize. I told the class last week, I don't think teaching is very important. Okay, that woke you up too, right? But I want to emphasize exactly what Patty said. What's important is learning, right? We can teach all we want, but if somebody doesn't learn, you know, what are we doing? We're the sage on the stage and all the rest. Another connection to the previous speakers, Carol. Carol still here? Oh, yes, of course you are. I'm sorry. And I passed out a list of publications that is from our group here in the Midwest as well as in Norway. And I got this sense as I was listening to all these things about cool videos and interactive stuff this morning that, you know, we're doing things right. We're getting a lot of publications. That's a reward system. We're getting grants. We're getting new positions. But are we doing the right things? And I ask myself that all the time and even more after this session. So here's a tool. This is something we found very effective in the Nordic region in agroecology as well as here in the Midwest in our summer course with Iowa State and University of Minnesota, a cast of thousands as usual, including Paul Porter sitting back here, one of the co-authors. So let's talk about this open-ended case idea. We start on the farm or in the food system, and this is a two-pronged thing. We do both simultaneously during a real luxury learning opportunity, which is a full semester autumn course in Norway, about 25 students, full-time course, which means we can do a lot of things that I can't do with a Monday, Wednesday, Friday course in Lincoln, Nebraska, much as I try. So we start with farmers. Here are challenges, I think, are among the challenges. Students need to be creative. Do we do that, or do they come in creative? At least we can provide the safe space and environment where they can develop their creativity and express it. Action. Teaching, not just to push knowledge around. There's plenty of other ways to get that these days. So we need to get people thinking about activity and what they're going to do to really solve big challenges down the road. And I think this motivation to apply what people learn is really the key, for me at least. And I love this quote from Rene Dubos, trend is not destiny. We can change the future. It's up to us. We can design the future. And we do this in different ways. One of our latest activities is to think, reflect ourselves about our educational environment, what we call a learning landscape sometimes, a term that's so good that I don't think anybody else has used it besides us. But to develop capacities for observation, communication, we've heard a lot about. Please turn off your cell phone, Ms. Moderator. It just happened. Dialogue, being able to talk to each other, not at each other or past each other. Reflection, something I never heard when I was an undergraduate or until I started going to Norway, but structuring reflection, thinking about what we do, why, and what are the implications. And then the really big one, visioning, saying the future can be what we want it to be, what we want to design it to be. So we get out, we look at things. Here are some real quick comparisons that you can look at between what we'll make extremes here, conventional case studies which have been used for 100 years in business, medical schools, pioneered here at the University of Minnesota in agriculture. But between the conventional and case and the open-ended, conventional, you as a student have to be clever enough to figure out the answer that I already know, okay? Then you get a good grade. We're all happy. The open-ended is diving into situations that farmers or people in the community food systems have identified themselves. Real world, open-ended, we don't know what the solution is. And the students, together with us as instructors or catalysts, together with clients, are doing a search. And it's very exciting. Students love it. Generally, you read about the case in the class and come up with some solutions. We go out, talk to farmers, do interviews, work with people in the community. That's our approach. Usual endpoint of a decision case, a conventional thing, is here's the solution. Here you are, folks, or here you are, Professor Carr, here's my solution to what you asked me to do. I sure hope it's the one that you had in your mind, because otherwise I'm not going to get a good grade. But in the focus of our cases, they're open-ended. The cases go back to the clients, and they give us some feedback on them. Same thing, gathering direct information. Are we going forward or backward? These sound all the same right now. Conventional, we provide all the information to them, and ours, in the open-ended stuff, students go out. They find the situations. They derive the methods for analyzing those. It's very frustrating, especially over in Europe, where students will come from France or Spain or Italy sometimes, with a real concept that the professor looks like Pat and some of the rest of you with a tie up here on the podium. There's a huge separation socially. And especially when they hear that we're not going to give them the methods and tell them exactly what to do. What do I do? And they're totally frustrated. And that's good, because it creates some learning, we think. So in the conventional case, you compare your results as a student with our results we already know about. And ours, no. We go back out to the clients, talk to them about possible scenarios for the future. We're not being prescriptive. We're saying, hey, here's some possible ways for you to meet your goals within your worldview as we perceive it. And they make two trips out to the farm, two trips out to spend several days in the communities. So they have time to interact with folks. Very exciting. A grade in class versus learning something. I'm just going to have a quick example here of a food chain, which is, everybody knows what a food chain is, right? It's very fragile. This is just an example, but it's a throughput process where you use a lot of purchased inputs, go through production, processing, marketing. A lot ends up in waste. It's a very linear, non-redundant system. It's pretty fragile, especially with climate change and lots of other political and other things that are upsetting us. In contrast, we talk a lot about a food cycle or a food web. Now, this sounds like agroecology, right? And you can cut out one of these links, and the system will still function to some degree. People will still get food from the system. So we use this as an example, just to get people to think about these contrasts. And this is very one versus the other, and they're not all that way, of course. But in our cases, as I mentioned, students go out, talk to clients in the field. They set up the interview schedules. They decide how much time to spend with each farmer or person in the food community. And they really try to get into people's heads and find out what makes them tick. What are they thinking about? What are their challenges? Not my agenda, but what is the client's agenda? So the main goal is to catalyze meaningful change, not to find the right answer. Some indicators of success, quickly. One, enrollment's full. We've had about three times as many applicants in Norway as we can accommodate, which is 20 to 25 per year. I want to expand the class, make it twice as big, divide the group into two groups. We have five instructors there part of the time, so we could do that. My Norwegian colleagues are more conservative, rightfully so. They say, how in the world are we going to advise 25, which we're having a hard time doing, thesis projects, new students every year? I'm working in Nebraska, but I have about eight students from Nebraska advising them and their students, their thesis projects. The students are telling us they're using a lot of these open-ended methods as they go forward, do their interviews, do their thesis projects in various parts of the world. A real big one is this paying for costs of the course. We had a national program in Norway for about 3 years where communities were getting grants to pay for improving their food systems. The grant money ran out. This year, five communities in Norway paid 10,000 kroner each, $1,500, for part of the expenses of our students. So they really value what the students are doing. And it's really raised the bar. Our students feel more responsibility now to really do a good job. The community people are going to meet with these folks when they ask for an interview because they're paying for it, in part. Another small indicator of success, we have last 5 years, a startup program with CETA money in Alnarp in southern Sweden, another one in Mekelle University in northern Ethiopia, the Martyrs University in Kampala, And then just September this year, a certificate course in the University of Calcutta, which is not Kolkata. Kolkata is the name of the state, but the university is still called Calcutta, I learned. So this is what our students do. They work together, a lot of team stuff. These are some quotes from students you can scan through. Names have been changed. It's real world, and the students really respond to that. It's good stuff. I was frustrated, but I learned. I had to think about what I was doing. Visioning, people really appreciate, because they're actually going out to the communities and doing a visioning session with their community food system stakeholders. And they're working together to come up with possible ways to make the system better. Last one here, professors called us agents of change. What was that? Am I an agent of change? I'm a student, come on, lay off, you know. Don't overburden me with all this change stuff, but they come around, most of them, by the end of the semester and say, wow, we can go out, we can change things, and that's exciting. We also build a social learning committee. You mentioned potluck suppers, this idea of immediacy. And again, this is a little bit new in the European context, where the professor is somebody with a tie and you barely ask questions at the end of a lecture because it's a status thing. But the students say, we do two potlucks every year and about half a dozen waffle breakfasts and get students to our house. It's not really ours, but we rent it for a couple months. The students say, you know, I've never been to a professor's house before. How do I act? We get them to relax and we have them bring food from their own country or something using local ingredients, which is fun because in September we get about maybe six or eight potato dishes and five or seven apple crisp or pies. But they say, you know, we've never met anybody in the community because we're isolated out there on the university campus, and this is great. One of the best ones, time is up, I realize, but was a student from Iran, and it was the first day of Ramadan, and he was totally depressed. He was in his dorm room, didn't know what to do. We had a potluck dinner, but he finally bit the bullet and said, well, I'll go and be with these people, at least my classmates and a couple of profs. So he came, and he had a great time. He had to wait till the sun went down to eat, but then he did. There was enough food. Of course, potlucks always have plenty of food. But he wrote in our little guest book afterwards, he said, I am really discouraged today. I'm, you know, 3,000 miles from home. I'm away from my family, my friends. This is the first time I've been out of Iran. And I was having a hard time psychologically this afternoon. Tonight, you are my family. It was wonderful. Okay. Reference list of some of our stuff. Thank you, Paul, and other co-authors. I guess we're out of time.
No, we have 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes. Oh.
Anyway, you're the last speaker, so you can
stay as long as you want. I'm standing between you and lunch. Yes, Pat.
So, can you just briefly describe the role of you and Paul, you know, the faculty in this process? Are you a team member?
What does the faculty do? What is our role in this new learning landscape? I think the best answer is a metaphor that one of the Danish students came up with. And our students come up with all kinds of metaphors. One of them is a cow, all the stuff fed in the other end, you know, first end, and what comes out the other end. And they used Volkswagen buses. And they used, you can't imagine the metaphors they come up with. But one was a ship, a big cruise liner sailing down the Oslo Fjord. And there was no captain, and that bothered them. And they ask exactly that question, what is your role? And we say, well, we're here to help. We're here to help design a safe space for you to learn. We don't want to get in the way of your learning. You have many sources of information. We are one. And in fact, they often ask us, well, you know, we came here to learn from you. We didn't come here to learn from these other people on the team. So we have to persuade people that there are lots of sources of information, many ways of learning. They come from different disciplines, and we're there to catalyze this process. And in the meantime, we get in some soils lectures and some agroforestry and permaculture and things that we know about as well.
How do you interact with faculty? Do you curious when you come together as a group?
Yeah, we're all, our offices are all adjacent. We have one big room. I gave up my office because I was only there 2 months per year. to a postdoc. I'm now in the big room where we have a conference table. We eat lunch together. We talk a dozen times a day. We usually have two people in the classroom, one to sort of observe what's going on and help reflect about it, and the other's leading the discussion. So we interact a lot, and we actually have structured team meetings about once a week and come up with minutes and what are we going to do next, come up with action plans. So hopefully our behavior is also reflecting what we expect the students to do in their teams. So we try and be transparent about what we do. Yep. 2 minutes up now. Anybody hungry? Hungry for more learning? New ideas? Great. Thank you very much.